Holiday Stories, written by Enid Blyton and read by Gillie Bond. Once, when Tick and Tock, the two brownies, were sitting in their garden enjoying two strawberry ice creams they'd just bought, a witch came by. As she passed, the tip of her cloak blew up and touched Tock's ice cream. He grew red with excitement. "Did you see that?" he said to Tick. "That's made my ice cream a wishing ice. Whatever I wish will come true."
Oh my, what luck!"
"I wish for six ice creams," said Tick at once.
Immediately, six lovely ice creams appeared on the table. Tock stared at them in surprise and anger.
"Tick, you're not to use my wishes. This is my magic ice, not yours. I wish all those six ices away."
At once the ices disappeared, before Tick had even eaten a mouthful of them. He was very angry.
"Mean thing," he shouted. "I'd let you share my wishes if I had any. I wish for my ices to come back."
At once they all appeared again, and Tick started eating one.
"And I wish them all away," yelled Tock in a temper.
Off they went in a twink.
"I wish you had strawberry ice down your neck," Tick shouted angrily.
Tock squealed as a large strawberry ice suddenly squeezed itself down his neck.
"You horrid thing, Tick. I wish you had some hot cocoa down your back."
Then it was Tick's turn to squeal, as hot cocoa trickled down his back and burned him.
"Stop it, Tock! Stop it burning me," he begged.
Tock laughed loudly when he saw Tick wriggling about. And that made Tick very angry.
"I wish you had no shoes on and had to walk on prickly hedgehogs," he cried.
Oh dear, poor Tock! At once his shoes flew off and he found himself walking on 100 prickly hedgehogs, which squealed and ran about. Tock at once wished them away again, but his feet were very much pricked and scratched. He glared at Tick, who began to look frightened, afraid of what Tock would wish for him.
"Listen, Tock, listen," he said quickly. "This is silly of us. We are wasting good wishes. Let us wish for good things, things we really want, instead of teasing each other like this."
"I've a good mind to wish you at the bottom of the sea," grumbled Tock, sitting down and putting on his shoes.
"Oh no, Tock, dear Tock, don't do such a dreadful thing as that," begged Tick. "Remember, we are brothers and we live together and are fond of one another."
"Well, don't you keep wishing then, because this is my magic ice and not yours," Tock said sulkily. "I shall wish the wishes for both of us. You're not to wish at all. Do you hear?"